like to call a meeting to order and have the roll call, please.
Trustee Finney.
Present.
Trustee Tolliver.
Present.
Trustee Hill.
Present.
Trustee Sutton.
Present.
The meeting has been verified?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, the meeting notice requirement has been met.
Thank you very much. The first order of business, and good morning, everyone. The first order of business is the previous minutes.
I move that we approve the minutes of our previous meeting.
It has been moved. Is there a second?
I second the motion.
It has been properly moved and second. Are you ready to vote? All in favor of the motion signify by the usual sign of voting aye. Oh, I'm sorry. We've got to go to the roll call.
Trustee Finney.
Yes.
Trustee Tolliver.
Yes.
Trustee Hill.
Yes.
Trustee Sutton.
Yes.
Okay, then that brings us to, I think, Attorney, is that you, the IRS revised a new tax plan? Is that you?
Morning, trustees.
Morning.
We previously talked about the revisions to the IRS for the B tax benefit annuity plan, which has to be heavily revised in order to come into compliance with the law. You have the resolution. You also have the CSU supplemental retirement plan document for the IRS board to be. It's a substantive document which you have since December 15th. So I would ask that the board approve both the tax and benefit plan.
Pardon me, attorney. The gentleman in the back with the camera, could you please move to the side, either side? You're filming right directly. Your light is coming directly in our eyes. Thank you. Yeah. Go ahead.
And if there are no questions about that, I ask for the
so you're asking us to?
To approve the revisions to the IRS 403B plan to come into compliance with the new IRS law.
Any questions to Attorney Nancy Hill Walker? If not, the chairman will entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
It's been properly moved and second. Roll call.
Trustee Finney.
Yes.
Trustee Tolliver.
Yes.
Trustee Hill.
Yes.
Trustee Sutton.
Yes.
Thank you.
That brings us to the CSU supplemental. Did we approve both of these at the same time?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Chairman, we still have not sufficient information to deal with the tuition, so I would like to defer action on item D, E, and F on our agenda. That would be the tuition for 2010. The tuition waiver for 2010 and operating and capital requests for 2011 and the economic stimulus.
Is there a later date that we are deferring it to, Mr. Chairman?
It would be at the pleasure of the board. I'm told that these items are not of an emergency nature. We have a full agenda, so I'm asking that they be deferred to the next meeting, and short of the next meeting, if there's a need for a special meeting, then we will call a special meeting. We have a motion.
I would move that a motion.
It is moved that we defer item D, E, F, and G.
Second.
It's been properly moved and second to defer those items. Roll call.
Trustee Finney.
Yes.
Trustee Tolliver.
Yes.
Trustee Hill.
Yes.
Trustee Sutton.
Yes.
That would bring us to item H, Professor Emeritus Status. Who's prepared to speak to this?
Dr. Westbrooks, are you going to speak to the Professor Emeritus recommendation?
Thank you.
Again, good morning. Dr. Samuel Bowen, professor in chemistry and physics, outstanding faculty member, with the recommendations of not only the department, the chair, as well as the dean and myself, we have made a recommendation to Dr. Pogue and now to the board. The resolution is available in your booklet. We think that the honor is well deserved, as indicated. You can see he has a very extensive background regarding not only his excellent teaching, but also in the way of grants and community outreach. So I don't know if there's...
You've heard the recommendation from the provost. What is your pleasure on this matter?
I move that we approve the conferring of a professor emeritus status on Dr. Bowen.
Second.
It's been moved and second.
Trustee Finney?
Yes.
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee Sutton?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That then brings us to the interim president's report, Dr. Pope.
Mr. Chair, let me first express appreciation to members of the President's Executive Council, to our faculty, staff, students, our alumni, and many friends of the institution. Now, as usual, you have received the President's report in writing, representing the hard work of the CSU staff, but I would like, instead of trying to walk you through the report, I would like to just focus my brief remarks on the 21st century planning document, which is an outgrowth of the past 10 months, hundreds of hours of deliberation with members of the President and Executive Team, the 21st Century Planning Groups, faculty, staff, students, community leaders, elected officials, conversations with the Board of Trustees, the University Foundation, with the Alumni Association, and many others. This document is presented for information. It is in draft. For members of the audience, the document is available at the door, and if you leave, please leave with a copy. What I've passed out to the board is a two-page document that takes me back to July of 2008 when I arrived. When I arrived, I found a group of people who were working very hard, but not necessarily together. planning was not inclusive. It was not strategic, because very few people knew what the others were doing. So communication was a serious issue. At fall convocation and Founders Day, we distributed the original 10 expectations that had been shared with the board for some time. We established Founders Day to connect university planning with the history of Chicago State University. So in September, the 21st Century Planning Groups were appointed. Constituent-based discussions occurred, and committees began to meet to review and report on the 10 expectations. Every Tuesday morning, we devoted time to that process. So September through April, the committees deliberated, reported out to PEC, and the document in front of you is a result of that. Normally, this document is distributed and shared with the entire community at the spring convocation that we chose not to hold this year. But also at the spring convocation, it gives us time to focus on the appreciation to the many individuals at the university who have served the university very well. Now, as I indicated, the document is in draft because the Board of Trustees and the new administration will need to have the final say about the ideas presented herein, or to create new approaches and new ideas. These are the thoughts of a large number of constituents. So the 21st Century Report and the transition documents will be presented to the new administration after the new administration is announced by the board. The transition documents are near completion now, and they are providing an opportunity for deans and vice presidents to summarize where they were, to tie where they are trying to go to the 21st Century Planning document, and to talk about challenges still facing their departments and their division. All will be available so that all persons who report to the president will submit that transition document that will accompany the 21st Century Planning document. May of 2009, and I asked the board to please know I am not telling you what to do. I am suggesting that given the needs of the institution, as I have observed them over the past 10 months, after the president, the new president is announced, the board may want to consider a campus-wide reception for the new president to allow the president to meet the people that he or she will be working for. Now, I have indicated on the document there you have May 21st, 2009, commencement and commencement activities. June 30th, the interim president departs. And pending the wishes of the board, July 1, the new president arrives officially. I'm suggesting a need for a university-wide planning retreat that would provide an opportunity to review the plans, the 21st century plan, but the many planning documents I have found at the institution to try to connect those so that they make sense, but also to review the transition reports. August of 2009, I'm suggesting the board may want to consider a planning retreat that would bring the new administration together with the trustees, with the University Foundation, with the Alumni Association, so that expectations from each group could be identified and tied to the 21st century planning document. So that August of 2009, we start over with the fall convocation and Founders Day. We announce the goals for 2009 and 2010. This is a 5-year planning process that I am suggesting based on my years of experience in the area of planning, but also based on the 10 months that I have been here. So, Mr. Chair and board, what I have presented is the work of the university, of the university team. It is for information, and again, the dates and time and decisions of the board. I have made some suggestion regarding a way to welcome a new administration as I depart from Chicago State University. I would be pleased to answer any questions or clarify anything that I've said. But I do ask you to keep in mind that I am not telling the board what to do. I have been a consultant to the board, and this is my summary as a consultant. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Are there any questions from any member of the board to Dr. Pogue? Dr. Pogue, I have reviewed your document. I received a copy of it in the mail. And I found it to be very interesting and compelling reading and thought-provoking. Clearly, this university, as it moves forward into the next phase of its existence, needs to have a clear plan. I am reminded of an ancient proverb that says, goes something like this: without the vision, the people perish. Without the vision, the people perish. Which simply says that in order to build and bind a people together at any time, there has to be a vision. But beyond the vision, there has to be some roadmap, a course of action, so as to make the vision come into reality. Certainly, this effort that you put forth, along with the faculty and administration, is exemplary in its effort to not only chart a course, but to provide a vision. I think that the board is well served by what you have put together along with the faculty. I have a sense that there is some unanimity of feelings and belief in the future by virtue of this document and the process through which you engage to arrive at it. And so I believe that on behalf of the board of trustees, we owe you our appreciation, and I would like to have the board give you our unanimous applause.
Thank you. Thank you.
We've received the chairman's the interim president's report. The chair will entertain a motion to receive it.
So moved.
It's been moved to the second.
Second.
It's been properly moved in second. Roll call.
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee Montez?
Yes.
Trustee Sutton?
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
Yes. That then brings us to the academic and student affairs report.
Mr. Chairman, there were no action items at our meeting other than the ones that are on the agenda for the full board, so I have no additional report.
You've heard the commentary of our chairman of the Academic and Student Affairs Committee. I don't believe, therefore, there's a need to do anything in this one, so we'll then go to the next report, and that would be finance, facilities, and audit. There is no report in that particular committee, to my knowledge, as well. No action items. Civil service.
The Civil Service Merit Board has not met since our last meeting, so there is no report. They have a future meeting.
That then brings us to the student trustee.
Mr. Chairman, my report is short. It will only take about 1 minute and a half to read it, if I may have that time from the chair. Good morning, everyone. This is my last regularly scheduled meeting with the Board of Trustees for the academic semester 2008-2009. I received that. I'm pleased to submit what will be my final report to the Chicago State University Board of Trustees. As the only member of the board who is an enrolled student in our institution, it is the student trustee who has perhaps the most unique perspective, often simultaneously looking at the university and its needs from both a management point of view and the students who are served. Based upon my observation and my commitment to relaying the ideals and concerns of the student body at large to this board and president, I would like to firmly submit to you the following simple overarching requests of the students of Chicago State University: that this university will always strive for excellence in all its endeavors, and that the wishes of the students will be acknowledged and respected in those pursuits; that this university will respect and honor its alumni and other stakeholders through prudent and sound financial management and investments and outreach programs; and that this university's management will recognize that a university is not just what takes place inside the classrooms of the various colleges, but to also function under the premise that the power to recruit and retain students and to solicit the alumni support is first harnessed in a robust campus life and collegiate culture, complete with athletics, student-centered programming, and ultimately the building of a university community. As we continue with the great help from above, let us always remember to learn from our mistakes while looking forward and moving forward. This is the charge because this is always the best thing to do. Regardless of what the events of today and this moment bring, let this university always reach for its potential in education and student life, always moving onward and upward. God bless Chicago State University.
It's my report. Thank you very much, Trustee Sutton. Are there any questions or comments with respect to Trustee Sutton's final report?
I would like to thank Trustee Sutton for his report and for his obvious, enthusiastic, and committed affiliation and attachment to Chicago State. I think it speaks highly of your integrity and the hard work that you put in, and I would thank you on my behalf, as well as hopefully the rest of the board, for your service.
Thank you, Trustee Hill.
I would like to commend you also. There's a well-known book published by a Harvard University professor titled Leadership Without Easy Answers, and you've discovered that true leaders lead in environments to which there are no easy answers to complex problems, and you've done commendable.
Thank you, Trustee Tyler.
And I would like to commend you also. I know it's been very difficult. It's difficult dealing with people, especially students and the professors, but I feel that you at least was dedicated in terms of your beliefs and also your vision for the university. So I wish you success on whatever you endeavor.
Thank you, Trustee Montez.
Finally, let me say this. I think it's important to hear you as you spoke in writing of your thinking and reflection as it relates to this university. And one observation I think stands out to me, and that is your challenge to the university to be to always pursue excellence and openness. I think that by virtue of your time here on this Board of Trustees, you have acquitted yourself well. And as we listen to Father Tolliver, these are difficult times and there are no easy solutions. In many instances, the solutions that have to be made or decisions that have to be made are to decide not between two great options, but two lesser of. But my sense is that you have been steadfast. There is an enormous burden that is placed upon a student who has to represent the entire student body in a situation such as this. And I am sure that by virtue of having served on this board for this last year, that you have enhanced and you have grown and your appreciation for our democratic processes have been not only challenged but affirmed. And I, for one, as a member of the Board of Trustees, would want to have a unanimous sense of congratulations to you for the work that you've done on behalf of this board. And it is for that reason that I move that the board issue a letter of commendation to you for your excellent and outstanding service.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I would second that motion.
It's been properly moved and seconded. Roll call.
Trustee Tolliver.
Yes.
Trustee Hill.
Yes.
Trustee Montez.
Definitely yes.
Trustee Finney.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And now we are at a time when we must move to the executive session. The chair will entertain a motion to.
I move that we move into executive session.
I second the motion.
It has been properly moved. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Trustee Tolliver?
Yes.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee Montez?
Yes.
Trustee Sutton?
Yes.
Trustee Finney?
Yes.